to pull a plow, usually.
Pull a plow?
Uh-huh.
Well, oxen, horse, and now a tractor.
Uh-huh. Now, did they ever use any other animals, something like a horse?
A mule.
Oh, they did. Now, when they used two of them together, what did they call that?
Team.
Now, when a cow is about to give birth, you say it's going to...
bring a calf.
Now, what would they call a male horse?
Stud.
Now, if talking about anything that you ride, now around here, what would they usually ride? If they were going to ride an animal, they usually ride...
a horse.
Now, if you didn't know how to ride, you might say, I have never...
ridden before. Or I have never ridden a horse.
Mm-hmm. But now, last year, every day, my brother...
rode one.
And what if you were riding and you went to sleep? A person was riding a horse and went to sleep, you'd say he...
fell off.
Mm-hmm. Now, if a little child went to bed, and he was in the bed, and then in the morning he found himself on the floor, he'd say, well, I must have...
rolled out.
Now, the things that you put on a horse's feet to protect them from...
horseshoes.
Now, the parts of the horse's feet that they put the shoes onto would be...
hoof.
Now, all of those together would be as... the more than one hoof would be...
hoofs.
Now, the game that they would play, throwing those things...
horseshoes. Horseshoe game.
And the male sheep would be called a...
buck.
How about a female?
You.
Now, what would they raise the sheep for?
Wool. And food. Wool and mutton.
Uh-huh. Now, if you had a male hog and you didn't want it to grow up to be a boar... and so they would castrate. Uh-huh. And now, if they did that, what would you call it after it'd been...
oh, I know just as well. Just a hog, I think.
Okay. What would they call those stiff hairs on a hog's back?
Bristles.
And how about those big teeth?
Tushes.
And now, the thing that you put food in for a hog...
trough.
And more, if you had three or four of them, you'd say you had three or four...
troughs.
And now, did they ever have any wild hogs around?
Oh, yeah.
What did they call them?
Wild boars.
Mm-hmm. Now... okay. When you've got some horses and cows and so forth, now, when they're getting hungry, you'd say you're going to have to go out and...
feed.
Now, if you're going to feed the hens and the turkeys and the geese and that type, what name would
fowls.
You...
fowls.
You're so good. You get everything before I even say it. What do you say to a horse to get him to...
get up.
And what would you say to stop him?
Whoa.
And how about if you were going to back him into a buggy?
Back up.
Okay. Now... if you had been traveling and you hadn't gotten where you're going yet, you might say that before dark you still had a...
hopes of getting there.
And now, if you were talking about a considerable distance that you still had to go, you'd say, well, now, we still gotta go a...
long ways to go.
Mm-hmm. Now, talking about like Thelma's, where she lives, if I ask you if that was very far, you might say, oh, it's not far, it's just a little...
little jump.